and it's just not every once in a while. It is every week. I have 4 meetings today. I'll probably have 2 people in a meeting. 8 people that have never been on Fruit Farm Road today. That's about what a resident would be if they were staying there. So, and then there's the comment that was made about knowing neighbors. This lady seems wonderful. I think I might have commented your flowers one time, if it's the right house. Is it for you? That's the only time I've talked to her in 9 years. And it was me walking by saying, I love your landscaping. Is that what if I recall? I was hoping I had the right person.
I think we spoke about the sheriff
running for office.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm just trying to say that. Sorry.
You're good. So ideally, the situation is you address the commission, and I know you wanted to make a statement too.
Yeah, I apologize. So, and just lastly, if best selling our home if the economy gets bad. The economy's awful right now, guys. I'm a business owner. Sales tax dollars are down. Revenue's down every place. So if she's willing to buy a home that is 5 times the amount of the value of the home that she lives in currently right now as her personal residence, if she's taking the risk now, why is she going to sell when the economy gets bad? The economy's already awful. So I just want to finish on that note. And thank you guys very much. I know this has gone very long, and I appreciate your patience very much. Unless you have any more questions for me at all.
And you've had the home for sale for how long?
We listed it, I believe, 1 year, and then we got hit by by a hailstorm. Mm-hmm. It took 8 months to repair, so we took it off the market during that time. And then we put it back on in March, correct? So it's been listed from March to, we had a lot of activity in August, Beth, the Chinese family, another person that wanted to pay in Bitcoin that we wouldn't accept. So 6 months this go around, 1 year the other one. Yeah, a little over 1 year on the other listing. But we did take it off for repairs. We did do that.
Do you feel you could sell the home without it being nightly rental?
I don't know. We have a family interested in it. We did. But to warrant best agreement on this, I did not, resulting what happened on Tuesday. Out of respect for her, we did not reach out to those people. I assume, since they looked at it 4 times in 60 days, and Beth, we accepted Beth's offer, they probably found something by now. But I don't know, because out of respect, I don't want to break the contract with Beth. So we did not reach out. So I don't know. But I will say the first offer we ever got on it was a nightly rental. It was a developer. And we're like, a developer? That's not going to work. And it was more. It was 2 years ago when we first listed. We had an offer the first month by a California developer. And I'm just confused. I'll just say, I understand the cup thing and the difference, but it sounds everybody I talk to, like, cup's a no-brainer. Just go cup. It will just happen right away. Well, from approving it for somebody staying at cup, you're still going to have all the concerns everybody has, right? The traffic, all those things. But then for her to protect her investment, it has to be a different rental. So it's like, well, just go do cup and we'll make this happen. I'm not saying you're saying that, just in general. But it's like, so we go cup, she doesn't protect her investment, but it's still traffic coming in. It's still this. It's actually less traffic. We've proved that, but all those things. So it sounds like cup is a great option. And just go do cup, but it's all the same things we still talked about, really, at the end of the day. So,
there's more requirements that the P&Z.
I understand. I'm just saying in general. I'm sorry, ma'am. I understand.
But like Beth knows, she's done an outstanding job, and as long as she's doing and as long as she's the owner, she can always have the nightly rental, as long as she's taking care of it.
And I just like to note her son, how involved her son is. Every meeting that's been at the house, every bid, a contractor's down at the house. You know who's been there the whole time? Her son. That's her succession plan. So her flipping it when the economy's bad now. They wouldn't be doing it now. There's a need for this. There's a need for luxury, high-end things in town that people that don't want to stay at Big Cedar. There is a major need for this. There's not enough of them. Thank you.
Do you have anything for me, ma'am?
It's Agland now. What all could I do there on Agland now?
So the concern must be commercial, but as far as residential, it's almost civic and institutional wise in R1, there's probably 8 or 9 things. A1, there's probably 20. So commercial wise in R1, there's 1. Nightly rent, bed and breakfast. Nightly rental provided by right. Recreation, entertainment, indoor. Those are the only provided by rides. There's a couple of conditional use in NR1 commercial, recreational outdoor, telecommunication facilities, and a wedding and event facility in NR1. Those are conditional use. A1, there's 25 to 30 conditional use commercial availability to seek.
But all conditional use.
Oh, yeah. All conditional use.
What can I do right now? What can I do right now on ag land?
Without a conditional use, I think is her question.
Yes.
On ag land, what all is she permitted to do?
Commercially, not a thing commercially.
Other than agricultural.
Yep. And then agriculturally, of course, everything. And then residentially, just your residence, just building the house.
Do you have anything else for Mr. Jones at this time? Ma'am?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other information that the commission would desire?
This may have been asked at the plan and zoning meetings. I don't know. And this may be unorthodox, but to those to those opposed, if it was brought across as a conditional use permit where you know that Beth is the owner, would the concerns still be would there still be the same concerns, or would there be some, hey, no, we're okay with some of this, but we still have concerns there? Go ahead and come on up if you don't mind, Commissioner Plummer.
Yeah, please. Just step forward and answer if you don't mind. That way everyone can hear.
Would conditional use to establish compatibility for anything else?
It hasn't historically, and I don't think it
can it be.
I mean, no. Anybody can say. No.
Okay, that's what that's my issue.
Yeah.
No, if this was conditional use and they want to do that, I think she'll do a great job. Honestly, I do. But but once you say once it's changed, and other people start saying, and if they chose to, they could sell off part of that 30 acres.
We would structure it to where that wasn't possible. We would structure it to where we would attempt to. Let's put it
right.
That way.
Yes.
I'm just brainstorming, trying to figure
out. Yeah,
no,
if it was CUP and she was going to rent, I wouldn't have a problem with it as long as it didn't establish compatibility for unlimited nightly rentals in the area.
So
personally.
We have added, and the county commission approved it, a statement that says the property where a conditional use permit is granted shall not be used to establish compatibility for or with any future conditional use application. Well, that's the actual statement in the conditional use article.
Okay.
So I'm a real estate agent. I didn't say that to begin with. I have no problem with it as a conditional use permit, provided that it is in her name as a conditional use permit, because there's a loophole that most people don't know about that they're going to know about now because it's on public record. But if you put it into an LLC, which is what she has her business in, she puts the conditional use permit in her LLC, she could sell her LLC with it. And that would allow that conditional use permit to continue to rotate to the next person. So as long as it's in her name, I'm good with it.
I don't think that that's the case, to be honest with you. But I could be wrong.
I've heard that discussed, and I never did hear the answer on it. I heard it discussed one time with an attorney. How did it come out?
Maybe. So there's some things that we need to address.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not been.
As long as it's in her name, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Please step forward.
I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not an attorney. I'm retired from the construction industry, but I was having a little bit difficult time understanding the original proposal for the zoning was for the 38 acres with a number assigned to it for tax purposes. And that's what was voted on. And then we got to the P&Z meeting and they drew on a map. Well, it's not that tax number. It's just 4 acres contained in that tax number. I didn't understand how you can just do that. It would seem to me like that if you're going to do that, you would have to subdivide that 4 acres first and then apply for a zoning change for that 4 acres. I didn't quite understand how you could just draw on a map. Well, we changed our mind. It's just this 4 acres. How is that legal?
Well,
they would have to survey it off. If well, that was approved, exactly. It would have to be surveyed and be signed its own parcel number.
And that's what my question was.
So the contingency with the Planning Commission would have been, it would have not been rezoned until the subdivision of the less than 4 acres.
Okay.
It would have been either approved or divided contingent upon.
Okay, and I appreciate that clarification because I didn't understand that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And what that does is it puts the zoning layer to just that 4-acre part of it, and then it prevents multiple dwellings on that parcel.
Right. And, of course, my only other concern would be, as Ari was expressed, is if we approve a conditional use permit for this, the next person next door down the road, they can do the same thing. So once we start down changing things and things just keep going. Thank you very much. Yep. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Did you have...
I will note we did ask to do...
Please step forward here. I'm sorry. We're going back and forth a lot, so let's keep structure.
Yeah. I just want to say we knew optics would look bad on that, so we offered. We're going to pay to get it redone. You told us to hold off on it. Because I said we can get this done before the hearing, and you're like, no, yeah, wait until after everything. So we were going to survey it, plot it, pay for everything. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were going to do all of that.
I know it's hard to talk to somebody when you're not looking at
it. Yeah, we were going to do all of that, but we were advised you don't need to. We just can explain what we're doing. It would be required anyways. But we were going to jump through the hoops to make that happen within days before Tuesday. We already contacted somebody, had the whole thing worked out. Okay. So.
And I could see why you'd be advised that in case it didn't pass, then you would still have it as one lot, and you might want to do something else.
Correct. Yeah, and optics, you know, and we just thought it'd look better for optics. That's why we wanted to do it. I was willing to take the financial risk on just the optics showing we are committed to this process. Yeah. So.
Anything else?
Oh. The young lady in the back wanted to speak. I don't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Please.
Is it?
So lots of back and forth there.
Is it Ms. Judlin?
Ms. Judlin.
Judlin.
Yes, Jennifer Judlin at 661 Fruit Farm Road. Once again, I'll show you where my lid. Yeah.
You have the really nice flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then this young lady here, I just wanted to mention that I mentioned at the last meeting, my husband travels for a living. So I'm at the property by myself quite often. Not for a week, months on time, sometime a year. And as I want to reiterate, I want to know who my neighbors are. If I get in trouble, if they get in trouble, that we can count on one another. I'm going to point out the property next to me, right here. This is also a single mother. Go down the road, there's other single ladies living on the road. We like our community. We like to know our neighbors. So, anyway, that's all I've got to say. Just want to know my neighbors and who they are, to be able to reach out to them when I'm in trouble or if they're in trouble. They can always count on me. And I'm all for the community. I'm all for the businesses in this area. We've got plenty of nightly rentals. We've got plenty of property that has been zoned by your leadership. And I hope that you'll just keep it the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from the commission to anyone in attendance today? Is there anyone else that has anything else to say? I want to make sure everyone has make sure your voice has been heard. I mean, we've sat here to make sure that we have heard both sides of this case. So if there's any other comments, I would like to hear that now before this lady right here raised her hand to come forward.
I'm Judy Lynch, and I live across the road from one of Beth's properties. And I just want to say I spent 30 years in Topeka living next door to a drug house, and we had a really nice home, not as nice as the Jones home, but half that size. And I lived next door to terror and fear.